Online and across the world. This is Irish Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Ladies and gentlemen,
let the rhythm take you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The rhythm.
The music.
The music.
Music. Oh, I love stuff.
Now, here comes the music.
Are you ready?
Okay, boys.
Here we go.
Hi, everybody. It's Patrick Feeney here.
Stepping up, Mary, my fine daughter. Stepping up, Mary, if you can.
Hey guys, it's Johnny Brady here.
You gotta know when to hold, know when to fold.
Hi, this is Robert Mazzetta.
When you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor.
The best in country and Irish music.
Hi, Trudy Lawler here.
I'm gonna keep on keeping the country right till the end of the line.
Hi folks, I'm Dominic Kerwin.
You got to try a little kindness. Show a little kindness.
Irish Radio.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell.
Stand beside me. Stand beside me.
Stand by.
John Lawler has entered the studio.
Come on now.
Let's go.
Best music on Irish Radio.
Oh yeah.
With John Lawler.
And a very good afternoon to you once again. Thanks indeed to Jerry Byrne for the last 2 hours of brilliant country and Irish music. John Lawler has landed in the studio for another week. How you doing? Hope you well. Kicking us off, brilliant sound of Conor Owens' latest release, My Arnie Home.
I have heard the tales of beauty all over Ireland. Beauties from Dunlow to Tralee. There's none of them that take my eye, though beautiful and grand. Sure, none of them will be the girl for me. A fair man, a girl is all I've dreamed of. No Paris bells or pretty girls from Rome. A girl from the late land of Ireland. Sure. Settle in my little Arnie home. We'll climb up Belmore Mountain and watch the scene below. The beauty stretching out for miles to see. And walk through the green fields where the Arnie River flows. My pretty Fermanagh girl and me. A Fermanagh girl is all I've dreamed of. No Paris bells are pretty girls from Rome. A girl from the late land of Ireland sure will settle in my little Arnie home. All I've dreamed of. No Paris bells or pretty girls from Rome. A girl from the late land of Ireland sure will settle in my little Arnie home. A Fermanagh girl is all I've dreamed of. No Paris bells or pretty girls from Rome. A girl from the sure will settle in my little Arnie home. Yes, we'll settle in my little Arnie home.
Hi, Trudy Lawler here, and you're listening to the best of country and Irish music with my great friend John Lawler on Irish Radio.
When you've got no place to go, got no tickets for the music show, just reach out for the radio, turn up the music and dance. Don't let the good times pass you by. Make every day like the 4th of July. Why not give the rhythm a try? Turn up the music and dance. Oh,
It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the ocean and traveled through many lands, and it's good to see you, to be near home. There's something in me that makes me wonder. There's lots of old friends I have to see. And when I'm far away in a land of strangers, I know my good friends still think of me. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the ocean and traveled through many lands, and it's good to see you, to be near home. Comes to friendship, it makes me wonder, no matter how far, no matter how long, there's a constant prayer that's never broken, and it ties me to my friends at home. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the ocean and traveled through many lands, and it's good to see you, to be near home. All right. Special to come back and see you. I never want to go, always want to stay. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the ocean and traveled through many lands, and it's good to see you, to be near home. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how I've missed you since I've been gone. I've crossed the ocean and traveled through many lands, and it's good to see you, to be near home. It's good to see you, so good to see you. Oh, how
it's good to see you, folks.
Since I've been
Jason McHale, all the way from Remelton, County Donegal.
And it's good to see you.
If you feel like popping over to Facebook Live as well as Irish Radio, we're live streaming on Facebook as well. So just pop over to my Facebook page and you'll see little old me there in the studio. Anyway, if you'd like a request or dedication this afternoon, all you got to do is, if you're watching on Facebook Live, just pop a message in the box, or you can drop us an email at john.irishradio@gmail.com, or you can go through our website at www.irishradio.org, and We'll get your requests on the radio before 3 o'clock this afternoon. And from one Irish singer in Ramelton to another, as we say, a very good afternoon to Malcolm Fisher and Mary Bates over there in Letterkenny, County Donegal. And here's Malcolm. Keep your feet for dancing.
My father called me to his side a long, long time ago. He said, sit yourself beside me, son, and I'll teach you all I know. Now we're gonna have our ups and downs, along those world we go. So listen and I'll tell you now of something you should know. Learn to walk before you run and look before you leap. Know the harder that you work, the luckier you'll get. Always listen to your gut and never trust the chancing. Don't forget to use your head, keep your feet for dancing. Never count your chickens and go easy on the beer. Never open up your mouth until your brain's in gear. Keep your cards close to your chest whenever you're romancing. Don't forget to use the head and keep your feet for dancing. Learn to walk before you run and look before you leap. Know the harder that you work, the luckier you'll get. Always listen to your gut and never trust the chancing. Don't forget to use the head and keep your feet for dancing. Now that I am older and settled down in life, I have three lovely children and a darling little wife. Every now and then I sit, I take them on my knee. I give to them the same advice my father gave to me. Learn to walk before you run and look before you leap. Know the harder that you work, the luckier you'll get. Always listen to your gut and never trust the chancing. Don't forget to use your head and keep your feet for dancing. Learn to walk before you run and look before you leap. Know the harder that you work, the luckier you'll get. Always listen to your gut and never trust the chancing. Don't forget to use the head and keep your feet for dancing. Don't forget to use the head and keep your feet for dancing.
Love won't always be your best friend. It can hurt you, make your heart bend. I don't own you, and you don't own me. Love is here forevermore. If in 1 week I took off 3 days, never did speak, would you pardon my ways? If I was lazy, would it make you crazy? Would you still be here by my side? By my side, by my side. Would you still be here by my side? Forevermore, forevermore. Is here forevermore. Sometimes I sit and stare at the fire, watching flames reaching higher, burning questions without answers. Love is here forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. Love is here forevermore.
would you say? What would you do if your prayers don't get answered? Would you still be there by my side? By my side, by my side. Would you still be there by my side? Love is here forevermore.
Love is here.
Love is here forevermore.
Always here.
Love is here forevermore.
Damien Davis, Your Loving Eyes. Great song, that one. A warm, heartfelt track showcasing his smooth vocals and trademark easy listening style. And he continues to build a strong following on the Irish country scene as well. And some great further tunes coming up here on Irish Radio between now and three. Just having problems at the moment and connecting to Facebook Live. I'm told I'm not there. I must be a figment of your imagination. But we're live on Irish Radio anyway, but we'll keep hammering at Facebook Live. I think something to do with the signal, I think, down this end. But anyway, we're broadcasting along the airwaves anyway at the moment. But hopefully we'll get on Facebook Live in the next few minutes anyway. But if you'd like a request or dedication, all you got to do is pop us an email at john.irishradio@gmail.com or go through our website at www.irishradio.org and we'll get your favourite tune played live between now and 3 o'clock. So what did you do for Valentine's yesterday, guys? Did you do anything nice? I didn't do anything because I haven't got a Valentine. Go on, get the violins out. No, it was all quiet for me. No Valentine to share it with. Not yet, anyway. But I'm open to offers. I'm here till 3 o'clock. So anyway, hope you're well, folks. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. But talking of Valentine's Day, the one thing you must do on Valentine's Day is don't fight the feelings of love, because love is what happens on Valentine's Day. This is the latest release from Ryan Lynch.
Don't you fight the feelings of love, 'cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of. So reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Park, learning all about living, taking and the giving. Love is growing stronger every day. Well, now there'll never be another, 'cause they're trusting each other. Good love seems to just work out that way. I said, now don't you fight the feelings of love, 'cause love is something nobody ever gets enough of. So reach out your hand, taking all the sunshine from above. Well, now love is believing, so don't fight the feelings, don't fight the feelings of love. Don't you fight the feelings of love, sunshine from above. Well, now love is believing, don't fight the feelings, don't fight the feelings of love, don't fight the feelings, don't fight the feelings, don't fight the feelings of love.
Oh, don't fight the feelings of love. It's not worth it, not on Valentine's Day anyway. But yes, I always know when it's Valentine's Day because it's a week before my birthday, folks. So I'll be, that means it's my birthday on the 21st, which is next Saturday. Is it Saturday? Yeah, next Saturday. Just saying. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to be 35 next week, folks, on 21st of February, Saturday the 21st. I'm going to be 35. Plus VAT. That's what I always say to people anyway. Anyway, hope you're well, folks. Welcome along if you just joined us. We're still trying to get onto Facebook Live, but I think we're getting there. We're getting there slowly. But anyway, in the meantime, did you know that blue jeans were invented for miners needing tough pants? Yeah, so anyone who wears jeans, you've got the miners to thank for that one. So there you go, because they needed tough trousers working down the mines, apparently. So that's when blue jeans were invented. And, of course, Neil Diamond sang about them as well, didn't they? There you go. And purple dye was so rare in the Middle Ages that only royals could afford it. Yes, there you go, because money, the money in those days was so sort of, I mean, what am I trying to say? Money in those days was so much more valuable, that's the right word I'm looking for, than it is now, sort of thing. I mean, you know, £1 today would have been worth a lot more back in those days. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, did you know that ancient dresses sometimes used crushed insects for colour? Oh, that'd put you off buying dresses, wouldn't it? Especially you ladies out there. And early shoes were identical, and there was no left or right. So you didn't have that confusion, which one goes on the left, which one goes on the right. They were both the same, so it probably didn't matter which foot you put them on. And did you know that high heels were first worn by soldiers and not women? Yes, believe it or not. And ancient belts doubled as tool holders. Yes, there you go. And also, did you know... let me just find it there now. I've lost it. I'll come back to it. Anyway, time to get back on that dance floor, folks. Here's Claudia Buckley. Once around the dance floor. Going out to any Claudia Buckley fans. She is, of course, the daughter of the great Jimmy Buckley.
Well, I was just 18, and he looked like Steve McQueen, and I was pretty green and bright for love. Well, he took me out to bars, we went parking in his car, and every night he showed me what love was. And love was once around the dance floor, have another drink or two.
That's it, folks, right around the dance floor on this Sunday afternoon. We're live, it's Irish Radio. And guess what? We're live on Facebook as well. Yeah! We got there in the end, yes. I don't know what happened, but we weren't transmitting on Facebook Live for some reason, but I think I've solved that problem. We're on now, so if you want to pop over to Facebook Live, as well as listening to us on the radio, you're more than welcome. Very good afternoon to Paul Griffin. How you doing? Hope you well. Get some Cleona on for you very shortly. And a very good afternoon to Shani Keogh as well. Hope you well, Shani. Shani, tell me, are you any relation to the Keoghs in Portlaoise by any chance? Because the Keoghs are, they're quite a big family in Portlaoise. I'm wondering if you're any relation to them. You know, Tommy Keogh and Bridget Keogh and all the rest of them there. That'd be interesting, because we could be related if that's the case, Shani. But anyway, the mystery prevails. Anyway, if you'd like a request or dedication, do pop a message in the box below if you're watching on Facebook Live. Or, as I say, pop me an email, john.irishradio@gmail.com. Or pop us a message through our website at www.irishradio.org. And a very good afternoon we say to Sharon Maron. Hope you're well, Sharon. And as requested, here is Julie Kieran's prediction. Lovely song, this one. Going out to all Sharon Maron's friends, as requested.
Made a prediction about my life. You gotta stop drinking or you lose your wife. Kids are now grown and will soon leave our home. Please start this habit or you'll find you're alone. Don't choose the booze, darling. Don't choose the booze, darling. Don't choose the booze, cause honey, the loneliness. And you give me the blues. Kind of good looking and a hard working man. But where have you gone to? This is not in the plan. The bills are a pile and the debts have got high. A confident man's gone, oh Lord, I could cry. Choose the booze, darling. Choose the booze, darling. Don't choose the booze, cause honey, you're lonely. And you give me the blues. The neighbors are talking, the gossip is strong. But when you're not sober, you pretend it's not wrong. Sobriety's over, this man I don't know. Give me the old one, where did he go? Choose the blues, darling. Don't choose the blues, sweet darling. Don't choose the blues, cause honey, you're not. And you give me the blues. Sick of my voice. When you're not sober, you give me a choice. Neutrality's over, the love is still there. You said a marriage should always be fair. So confused, darling. So confused, yeah. Can't understand this way.
Julie Kieran's predictions. Playing out especially for Sharon Maron, has requested, going out to all her friends this afternoon. Very good afternoon to you, Sharon, and all your friends, and hope you're enjoying at least some of the music this afternoon. But we've only been on 35 minutes, so it's early days. Anyway, hope you're well. Paul Griffin, very good afternoon to you. And McAteer, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. Hope life in Manchester's not too cold for you. It's absolutely rotten here today. It's raining and you just don't want to go out at all, I'll tell you. James Blair, very good afternoon to you and a very, very happy birthday for 3 days' time, is it, James? I think it's the 18th of February, your birthday. 3 days before mine. So, yes, James will be 21 and I'll be 23. There you go, folks. Quite a few birthdays in February, actually. I have a lot of birthdays, folks. Do you know that? I have one every year. Yeah, I have a lot of birthdays. But anyway, hope you're well, folks. Very good afternoon to Vera. Vera Lane, I think. I've just seen Vera Lane's name pop up there. Yes, Vera Lane. Very good afternoon to you. Hope you will, and welcome along to the program. And Kevin Wiggum, very good afternoon to you, Kevin. Hope you will, and welcome along to the show. And everyone else listening, thanks indeed for your requests and dedication so far. We'll get them in at some point in the program. And Mary Bates and Malcolm Fisher over there in Remelton, hope you will. And a very good afternoon, Irish Radio, for this Sunday afternoon. Josh Childs, latest release, it's the real deal.
Dolled up to the nines, you got the eyes locked on tall and dark. Well, he's mighty pretty, but I bet he ain't worried a bit about your heart. He's a real Casanova, but I think I know you just a little bit better than that. Need a real love, but you can't get enough if not some Romeo I. But if you're looking for the real deal, what are you doing looking at him? He ain't nothing but a cheap thrill. He can't love you like I will. Let go of your heart, girl. Take mine and give it a whirl. If you're looking for love, you're looking at the real deal. He's a smooth-talking fella. He's gonna tell you what your heart desires. He's a real go-getter, and you ought to know better than to think about playing with fire. And if you ask me, honey, what you need is a good old-fashioned romance. And I'm thinking maybe that you need, baby, ought to give my love a little chance. But if you're looking for the real deal, what you doing looking at him? He ain't nothing but a cheap thrill. He can't love you like I will. Let go of your heart, girl. Take mine and give it a whirl. If you're looking for a love, you're looking at the real deal.
Great stuff. Following the success of his debut self-penned single Tequila Tonight, that was his brand new release. Josh Giles, the real deal, all the way from Newtownards in County Down, Northern Ireland. Brilliant upbeat, feel-good country track, driven by a strong rhythm and a real sing-along energy. So I hope you were singing along to that, guys. Anyway, very good afternoon to my good friend Penny Hudgell over there in Sudbury, Suffolk. How are you doing, Penny? And you're 3 from 1 at 2 coming up today at 2 o'clock, just after the news from Michael English. So stick around for that. And if you would like your 3 from 1 at 2 played on the radio, folks, all you got to do is let me know what your favourite artist is, and you'll all go into a draw, and the first person out will receive their 3 from 1 played on the next show. But anybody who does request their 3 from 1 at 2 played will get them played, but it's just a case of which show they'll be played on, if you know what I mean. So keep requesting your favourite artists, and then each week we'll draw one out of the hat, so to speak, and you'll get your 3 from 1 at 2 played just after the news here on the program. Anyway, if you'd like a request or dedication, as I say, just ping a note in the box below, or get in touch with us here on the program, and we'll get your song played for you, no problem at all. and some great music coming up on the programme as well. The news coming up at 2 o'clock, read by yours truly. Yes, Jerry Byrne is taking a break today. He's because he was out gigging last night. See, he was he's tired, so I'm giving him the day off. Yes, good old Jerry. He's back tomorrow, of course, between 1 and 3. So you can look at I can't talk today. I need to change my teeth. Hold on. Yes, you can join Jerry tomorrow between 1 and 3. Anyway, continuing with the best in music, as we say, a very good afternoon to Anne McAteer over there in Manchester. Big Colin Harney fan. So join me as we sing Colin back home. Lovely song, this.
The warden had a prisoner down the hallway till his death. I stood up, say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar play in friend to my request. Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning, the choir came off the street, came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Won't you sing me back home before I die?
Turn it up!
It's all about the music!
Ooh.
Keep it here for the best tracks and vibes!
Irish Radio!
This young man requested Matthew O'Donnell.
At 17 he left his home in Galway, crossed the Irish Sea to London town, got a job there working on the railway, but somehow he couldn't settle down. Part of him was in the west of Ireland, that he knew he never would be free. He could smell the turf fire burning, hear the stories that were told, watch the golden sunset o'er the sea. Yes, he missed his home in County Galway, on that wild and rocky western shore, where the Atlantic meets the coast of Ireland, not far from his Connemara home. He enjoyed the years, so he spent in London. There There's a big new world out there for him to see. Some of his friends had gone to Boston or to New York, that city by the sea. So he packed his bags and headed down Creekwood Broadway. The time was right, for he was young and free. And when they'd asked what county does he come from, he'd say, Galway, a place so dear to me. And he'd think again of County Galway, on that wild and rocky western shore, where the Atlantic meets the coast of Ireland, not far from his Connemara home. Many years and miles from County Galway, underneath the California sun, another weary day is nearly over, and he goes home when his daily work is done. There's a Mexican lady waiting for him. You know she's never been to Ireland, but someday they're gonna leave this Yankee city, and they'll walk again his own dear native land. They'll go back again to County Galway, on that wild and rocky western shore, where the Atlantic meets the coast of Ireland.
Oh, what a voice. Matthew O'Donnell.
From his Connemara home.
Connemara home.
Where the Atlantic.
Playing as requested for Betty Reynolds. Very good afternoon to you, Betty.
Not far from his Connemara home.
And a very good afternoon, we say, to Anya McCusker over there in Magrafeld, County Derry. How are you doing, Anya? Hope you're well, and hope school's treating you well. And hope the weather's better over there than it is over here. It's absolutely lousy here. I'm telling you, it's raining, it's miserable, it's horrible. Anyway, hope you're well, Anya, and Neve as well, hope you're well, and also Maureen and Martin, and Small Fry, the lovely little dog. He's 10 years old now, Small Fry. He's only a little Jack Russell, and the reason he's called Small Fry is because he's so small. Yeah, he's a tiny little thing. Yes, I've seen him on a video and pictures and all the rest of it. He's beautiful, he is. And he's got a new little dog toy. Ah, that's nice, isn't it? He got it on Friday, and it's Squeaky. And he's playing with it all the time. He loves it. Yeah, I'm sure he's in his element there, Anya. Anyway, as requested, Nathan Carter, The Morning After, The Night Before, coming up right after this.
Best music on Irish radio.
Oh, yeah.
With John Lawler.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hanley corned beef and Denny lunch on roll are back in stock in Harleston and Kilburn stores again. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, It must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Hello, I'm Jerry Byrne. Join me every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for the chart show. These are the songs that's voted for by you each day over the previous week. And remember, vote each day for your favourite three songs. Click on the link on the website. Click on the link on my Facebook page, Irish Radio Facebook page, or Gerald Brown's Facebook page. And you can vote for your favourite three songs each day up until 3 p.m. on Saturday, UK Irish time. And remember, join me every Sunday morning, UK Irish time, from 11 o'clock for the chart show.
Best Irish music on irishradio.org with Jerry Byrne.
Get ready for an unforgettable weekend of live country and Irish music, because McKeefry Rinny Music Events proudly present a spectacular music getaway from Friday the 13th to Monday the 16th of March. Join us at the Carrington House Hotel in the beautiful seaside resort of Boscombe, Bournemouth, for three incredible nights of entertainment, with artists flying in from all over Ireland and all across the UK. Featuring T.R. Dallas and Tony Mack.
And you're beautiful, so beautiful, just beautiful.
Kenny Neely.
But love don't feel like a bomb chain to me.
Norman Borland.
You and me, there for one another.
Trevor Lawry.
Just darling, I will love you forever and a day.
Declan Gaynor.
Here in Overly Dodge at the Stone.
Stacey Breen.
Somebody close up the honky tonks.
Brian Mann. And Sean Lowry.
You won't come running back to me no more.
And playing all your country favourites, Jerry Byrne from irishradio.org. All this for just £295 per person, including dinner, bed and breakfast and all the entertainment. Spaces are limited though, so book early to avoid disappointment. For bookings and inquiries, contact Ursula or Jerry on 07854 502 412. That's 07854 502 412. McKeefry Rinny Music Events, where the music meets the memories.
This time we got a song called The Morning After the Night Before.
Oh, yeah. It's the morning after the night before, and my head is sore, I'll never make it through the door. It's the morning after the night before, I swear to God I'll never do this anymore. You know, it's Sunday night at the local halls, where I can't be found. The pretty girls and lots of shots, sure to wear you down, down, down. It's the morning after the night before, I hit a sore and I'll make it through the door. It's the morning after the night before, I swear to God I'll never do this anymore. They fly in the local, and if onward I don't go, it's a hell of a hangover. I have no doubt. like before. Swear to God I never do this anymore. The night before, and my head is sore. I'll never make it through the door. It's the morning after the night before. I swear to God, I'll never do this anymore. It's the morning after the night before. My head is sore. I'll never make it through the door. It's the morning after the night before. I swear to God, I'll never do this anymore. Make some noise, Sligo! Come on! This one's especially for Philomena Bentley, wherever she is tonight.
Oh, the fantastic voice of Nathan Carter, the morning after the night before. Oh, brilliant stuff. Playing that especially for Anya McCusker over there in Magherafelt, County Derry. I hope you're well, Anya, and hope you're enjoying the music so far this afternoon. Anyway, a very good afternoon we say to Kiva Murney, who's listening as well. Very good afternoon to you, Kiva. Hope you're well, and your song, your health is your wealth, is doing well in the charts at the minute. And here is your single before that, Kiva. All about the Scania 164. News coming up at 2 o'clock.
Used to drive a Scania truck, Lord, she could go. She was built up in Sweden in a place they call Malmö. There was no machine could touch her when my shoe down to the floor. As I drove up the motorway in my Scania 164. Wagon coming with her mighty engine roar. This big machine is strong and mean, drawn 40 tons or more. There was no machine could touch her with my shoe down to the floor. As I drove up the motorway in my Scania 164. It was at the Trucker's Cafe down in Old Marseille. As I went up to order, I could hear those truckers say, well, here's that girl who just walked by, as I was telling you before. So I sat up high and mighty in my Scania 164. You can hear that wagon coming with her mighty engine roar. This big machine is strong and mean, drawn 40 tons or more.
Oh, brilliant sound of Kiva Murney. Scania 164. Very good afternoon, we say to Chloe Boran. Hope you're well, Chloe. Welcome along.
Across the world and online, this is Irish Radio News.
And for the news round across Ireland for this Sunday, a report into the death of 36-year-old Ivan Rosny in Clover Hill Prison has released serious concerns about the force used during a restraint incident. The Inspector of Prisons, Mr. Rosny, who died in prison in September 2020, who had a history of mental illness, became unresponsive after being carried through a CCTV blind spot by 9 officers, the Inspector of Prisons has confirmed. The report expressed deep reservations about the restraint and the injuries found at post-mortem. No charges were brought. The TV programme RTE Investigates has revealed growing pressure on the state over severely mental ill people being held in Irish prisons due to a lack of hospital beds. Health ministers faced urgent questions after the documentary highlighted cases like John Ball Omaragbon, who died in Cloverhill Prison while waiting for a psychiatric bed. Families of others who died in custody are calling for long-delayed reports to be released, as experts warn that key mental health reforms promised two decades ago remain unimplemented. Cork horse riding coach has been jailed for 9 years for raping and sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. William Colony was convicted of multiple offences after grooming the teenager in 2019. The judge called it a gross breach of trust. Gardaí say they are following a definite line of inquiry after a three-car collision in County Limerick that claimed the life of a local nurse, Anya O'Reilly. The 26-year-old from Palace Green was on her way back to work when the crash happened on the N24 late on Friday night. One driver fled the scene while another man was injured. Gardaí are appealing for information as investigations continue. The first unofficial Eurovision Song Contest live tour has been cancelled due to unforeseen challenges, organisers have announced. The tour was set to celebrate Eurovision's 70th anniversary with shows across 10 European cities featuring past winners and this year's finalists. Fans who bought tickets will receive full refunds, and organisers say the tour will be relaunched when it can meet Eurovision's world-class standards. Preparations for May's contest in Vienna continue as planned. A 30-year-old man whose family has been devastated by dementia is preparing to run 32 marathons in 32 days across every county in Ireland. Jordan Adams, who lost his mother and 12 relatives to early-onset frontotemporal dementia, hopes to raise €1 million for research. Jordan, who carries the same genetic condition, says he may have just 15 years before symptoms begin and is determined to use that time to make a difference. A 32-year-old man has been charged with murder following the death of a man in Belfast. Isaac Coco from Cromwell Road appeared in court accused of murdering Ahmed Abdi after police responded to a concern for safety at his flat. Mr. Abdi was found injured and later died in hospital. Coco denied the charge during interviews claiming self-defence. He was remanded in custody to appear again next month. Galway City Museum is seeing a surge in visitors due to what is believed to be the world's oldest cladder ring, dating from around 1700. Made by Galway goldsmith Richard Joyce, the ring is one of the museum's most popular exhibits and continues to inspire modern jewellery designers. A new exhibition on Joyce's wider work is planned for later this year. A Donegal woman has made her mark in US sport after spending the past year working with the Boston Red Sox. 24-year-old Rachel Bonner, a TUS Athlone graduate, secured a place on the PBATS International Internship Program after a placement with the Seattle Mariners sparked her interest in baseball. She said the role was intense but hugely rewarding, and she's now studying for the Masters in Physiotherapy in Liverpool, hoping to return to elite sport in the future. Ireland's space sector has received a major boost with the launch of ESA Phi-Lab in the Midlands. Minister of State Alan Burke says the new facility will drive innovation, create skilled jobs and support Ireland's £170 million commitment to the European Space Agency. Two companies, Embryonics and Ubotica Technologies, have been announced as the first supported projects, with new competition to open other space active firms. And sports news. And sports news.
In that famed town of Killala, in the county of Mayo, was rare, the great Pat Lynam, so many years ago. Soon made his way to Dublin, and says he, I'll take a chance, and I'll try to make my living from a good old country dance. So he organized some venues and rang great bands around, Louise, Declan Ernie, and the Jimmy Buckley sound, Mick Flavin, Johnny Lockery, Mike Denver lent a hand. For the greatest show in Ireland, Pat Lynam's Country Dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. Sunday night at the Spa Hotel, with the house packed to the door, and many's the time I left that place with every muscle sore. Come the weekend I'd be fit again, ready for another round, and I'd trip the light fantastic to that good old country sound. It's Friday night and I'm on my way to the county of Kildare, to Satanta House at Selbridge, to a huge crowd gathered there. On the finest floor in Ireland, sure to soon I'm in a trance, with the sounds of Tommy's Roadshow and Pat Lynam's Country Dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and glance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. To you, Pat Lynam, you're the greatest man around. You brought much joy and happiness with your good old country sound. You've mended many broken hearts, we're glad you took that chance, when you try to make your living from a good old country dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and dance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. At Pat Lynam's Country Dance, pretty girls you will see. Pat Lynam's Country Dance is the only place for me. You can waltz, jive or quickstep, or stand around and dance, but you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. No, you'll ne'er forget that girl you met at Pat Lynam's Country Dance. Good man, Pat!
Club in London, in that far off distant land, a breath me lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. She left her home so young to roam, when she was just a child, where she played around its lovely hills with its rich fruit growing wild. The apple trees all laden down can haunt her memory still. Her heart feels sore to walk once more round dear old Barley Hill. She has everything a girl could need, a partner loyal and true. A ring upon her finger brought tears like morning dew. She'd leave it all if she hears that call, come home to Mahoratlin. She loves it still, old Barley Hill, with the damson trees in bloom.
had an Irish club in London, in that far off distant land. A breathy lass was dancing to a well-known Irish band. The music left her lonesome, her tender heart stood still, when her thoughts strayed back to King's Court and dear old Barley Hill. Those words she said, I will not wed, for I wouldn't feel content, as money cannot bring the joy where my childhood days were spent. As she wiped a tear in another year, she'd return if God should will, to rest at ease neath those lovely trees that bloom round Barley Hill. At an Irish club in
London. Good morning, sunshine, hope you slept well. It was great seeing you there last night. I sure love the way you bring back memories. You're a one in a million, well alright. This old world keeps changing for better or worse, and there's no use just standing still. You can't always live your life in the valley when you gotta feel the wind on the hill. Took a chance, climbed that old mountain, while others stayed lonely and blue. You tell me, sweet darling, you're happy once more, and I've no doubt what you're saying is true. This old world keeps changing, for better or worse, and there's no use just standing still. Always live your life in the valley when you gotta feel the wind on the hill. Changing for better or worse, and there's no use just standing still. You can't always live your life in the valley when you gotta feel the wind on the hill. You can't always live life in the valley when you gotta feel the wind on the hill.
Oh, good song, John Gilheaney, The Wind on the Hill. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Well, apologies for the delay in transmission there. We got thrown off the airwaves right in the middle of the news. I think the airwaves are fed up of all this bad news in the world at the moment. I think he got totally fed up with all the bad news and thought, I'm not having any more of this. But I was just about to tell you all the good news on the sports scene. Let me go through that now, actually. No, I won't, to be honest, because there's quite a lot of sports news and that'll delay the rest of the music here on Irish Radio. Anyway, hope you're well. Very good afternoon to Penny Hudgel. Very good afternoon to you, Anya. How you doing, Anya McCusker? She's back on the airwaves. Anyway, it's now time for our 3 from 1 at 2, and going out this week especially to as requested for my good friend Penny Hudgel in Sudbury, over there in lovely Suffolk. I've been there I've been through it. Very lovely over there, very countrified and picturesque and tranquil. Yes, nice part of the world, actually. Anyway, hope you're well, folks, and don't forget, if you would like your favourite artist played here on the program, just let me know. You can, in fact, drop a message in the box there. Just put your favourite artist, and I'll obviously know who it is. And I'll keep a note of all the names, and you'll all go into a draw. And next Saturday, we will do a draw, in fact, on the programme, live on the programme, and we will pick those. We will pick the first person out, and that person will get their 3-from-1 played on the programme. So that's probably the fairest way of doing it, I think. So you'll all get your turn on your 3-from-1 at 2, but just a case of who gets it when. That's probably the best way. Right, where are we going? We're going across to Ireland. Michael English, 3-from-1 at 2, kicking off with his latest one. Oh, bear with me 1 second. I know we're back on air, but I just need to make one more slight adjustment here, because music is not forthcoming, but here it comes right now. This is our 3-from-1 at 2.
Michael English, and you are listening to John Lawler on irishradio.org.
Why, thank you, Michael. Going out to Penny Hudgel.
I have waited a long, long time for somebody to call mine, and at last she's come along. Baby, or nothing can go wrong. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long love. True love must be the greatest thing. I know now why singers sing of the moon and stars above. How I love to be in love. We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love. Yeah, we meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till late. I say to myself each day, baby, oh, long, long live love.
Never tell.
gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Train, feeling nearly faded as my dream. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sung up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. For me and Bobby McGee. Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging round. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool who's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. Well, I bet she's not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys and all her charms. Ah, but I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything from A to Z. Oh, lonesome me.
Today is a good day.
Your favorite station.
Stay close.
Your favorite hits.
Party time, baby.
24/7 Irish Radio.
Well, could that look I see on you mean that you might be lonely too? Well, you don't have to feel so bad. You're not the only one that's sad. Just look at all the hearts in town. You're looking for the lost and found. For someone special just like you might come along and give a lonely heart a home. Just give a lonely heart a home. One it can call its very own. And you can
can have true love from this moment on. Just give a lonely heart a home. Just look close and you might find the saddest heart in town is mine. And should we give true love a try, our hearts just might see eye to eye. So if you're looking for a way to do your good deed for today, one thing you could do and not go wrong is give a lonely heart a home. Just give a lonely heart a home. One you can call.
Oh, that was our 3 for 1 at 2 today from the fantastic Michael English. His latest release, Long Live Love. Classic country medley and give a heart a home. Give a lonely heart a home. More specifically, a good Valentine's song as well. Going out especially to Penny Hudgel over there in Sudbury in Suffolk. And you could get your 3 for 1 at 2 played live on the radio if you let me know what your favourite artist is. That's all you've got to do. And I've changed my mind on how we're going to do it. We're going to do it a slightly different way. It's going to be a case where the first person in with their correct with their favourite artist will get their one played on the following programme. So the first person in today was James Blair. So James, congratulations to you. Your 3 from 1 at 2 will be played next week on next week's programme. 3 from 1 by David James. So listen out for that one next week. But meanwhile, very good afternoon to Chloe Borum, as requested, coming right up for you, Nathan Carter and Heave Away.
Hi folks, this is Nathan Carter and you're listening to my good friend John Lawler on irishradio.org.
Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
Farewell to all the pretty ladies waving from the dock. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. And if we do return to you, we'll make your cradles rock. Heave away, me jolly boys are all bound away.
Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
I wrote me love a letter, I was on the Jenny Lind. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. I wrote me love a letter and I signed it with a ring. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
So it's farewell, Nancy, darling, cause there's no I'm gonna leave you. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. You promised that you'd marry me, but how you did deceive me. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old St. John's, where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Sometimes we're bound for Liverpool, sometimes we're bound for Spain. Heave away, me jollies, heave away. But now we're bound for Old
old St. John's where all the girls are dancing. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away. Heave away, me jolly boys, we're all bound away.
Brilliant sound of Nathan Carter. Oh, I'll tell you, I need a dental appointment. I can't talk today. Anyway, Heave Away by Nathan Carter, one of his all-time greats there. He's playing that especially for Chloe Borum. And hope you and the baby and your young man is doing well. The baby's doing well. I've seen him on Facebook there. He's getting so big. Carl, it doesn't seem that long since you was born, Chloe. But anyway, hope you're all doing well anyway. And a very good afternoon we say to Paul Griffin. Hope you're well, Paul, an avid Cleona Hagen fan. Anybody fancy a party? I hear McCarthy's hosting a party. Let's go.
Oh, handsome man, you see, if you only look at me. The other day I met McCarthy down the way, and he did say to me, won't you come to our party? Our house, to be sure, will be crowded to the door. We'll all be gay and hearty at McCarthy's party. We'll all let it down our hair. All the Murphys, Burks and Dailies will be there with their shillelaghs down at McCarthy's party. At McCarthy's party, everyone must hearty till someone hit Maloney on the nose with a handle of a broom. McCarthy cleared the room, then a row arose. It was crazy. Murphy and his cousin, our guys have the dozen. They showed nobody mercy. They caused a lot of bother and fell out with one another down at McCarthy's party. A lady then they tried for to be so fine. Why, she was a grand old critter, boring like a bull. She was beautiful. Madame Peters couldn't imitate her. She opened up her mouth, north, east, west and south, for all the world to see. She wouldn't keep it shut, so Murphy stuck his foot down at McCarthy's party. Ho! At McCarthy's party, everyone was hearty till someone hit Maloney on the nose with the handle of a broom. McCarthy cleared the room, then a row arose. It was crazy. Murphy and his cousin, our guys have the dozen. They showed nobody mercy. They caused a lot of bother and fell out with one another down at McCarthy's party. Then began a vow, I'll tell it to you now. Murph, you see, was a little bit dandy. Then only he got up, said he was a pup. Told him straight he wasn't worth candy. Murph give him a loop, the frying pan he took to pour Maloney's nose. Oh, he give him such a whacker right across the smacker down at McCarthy's party. Oh, at McCarthy's party, everyone was hearty till someone hit Maloney on the nose with a handle of a broom. McCarthy cleared the room, then a row arose. It was crazy. Murphy and his cousin, our lives at the dozen. They showed nobody mercy. They caused a lot of bother and fell out with one another down at McCarthy's party. Oh yes, they caused a lot of bother and fell out with one another down at McCarthy's.
Oh, down at McCarthy's party. Sounds like it's one right hoolie down there. And yes, indeed. Anyway, very good afternoon once again to Chloe Borum and Bobby as well, who was dancing away to Heave Away by Nathan Carter. And that one goes out to him as well. Good old Bobby. Hope you well, Bob. And that baby of yours is getting so big. It's just unbelievable. I tell you, they don't stay small for long. I mean, my baby now will be 29 in November. Can you believe that? It's hardly a baby anymore, but there you go. Anyway, hope you're all well. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. And you're best off listening to us on www.irishradio.org, folks, because there's non-stop transmission and the signal is a lot better as well. But I know many of you like to watch the show on Facebook Live as well, because you get to see me in the studio, which is, I'm not sure if that's a good thing or what, but either way, you get to get a good insight of how the show goes anyway. But we're going to slow things down very shortly, but right now we say a very happy birthday to Margaret out there, celebrating the birthday today. Hope you're well, Margaret. Very, very happy birthday to you.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, happy birthday, sweet 16. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, happy birthday, sweet 16. Tonight's the night I've waited for, because you're not a baby anymore. You've turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16.
Great balls of fire, I can feel them from here. You broke my will. That's just what we need in this cold weather as well.
Balls of fire.
The Three Amigos, rock and roll medley, playing that especially for Margaret, celebrating the birthday today. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Even if you're older than 16, Margaret, age is just a number, isn't it? And there's me, 52, in 1 week's time, exactly. I don't know. Where have the years gone? I can remember when I was 12, and that's, a few years ago. But when you get to my age, folks, the best thing to tell them is what I tell people. I tell people now that I'm 35 plus VAT. that usually goes down well. Anyway, Chloe tells me that young George is nearly 9 months old now. Wow, I can remember when he was born, when Chloe put pictures on the Facebook and all the rest of it, and Bobby was grinning from one end of the room to the other with, and well, so he should. He's got a nice young baby there now, and getting bigger all the time. Anyway, Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. Miserable Sunday afternoon, I might add. It's absolutely rotten out there. But hopefully you're in the warm and in the warmth of your wherever you are in the house at the minute, listening to little old me on Irish Radio. Anyway, very good afternoon to Nan Wilson over there in I've forgotten where you are, Nan. You're in Scotland somewhere. Airdrie, that's right. I think it's Airdrie. Is it Airdrie, Nan? Somewhere near there, anyway. But I think it's Airdrie. And your favourite song is Don't Close Your Eyes. So I'm going to kill two birds with one stone here. I'm going to play that song for you, Nan. And this is my version of it, actually. I recorded this song a few years ago, actually. It was one of the first songs I recorded. And one of my favourites as well as yours, Nan. Just for you.
I know you loved him a long time ago. Even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time your memories die. When you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Him in some fantasy, darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you'll ever know. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's on your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you'll ever know. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. In some fantasy, darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you'll ever know. Just hold me tight when you love me.
Oh, there you go, folks. Yours truly. Don't close your eyes.
just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And don't close your eyes.
Hi once again to Chloe and Bobby. And it's only 1 year till they get married. Oh, isn't that nice? And so they'll be married probably this time next year, I shouldn't wonder. And this is for you too, Chloe and Bobby. This is Martina McBride. Tina McBride, I love you. Ooh, playing out especially for Bobby and Chloe getting married next year.
Baby, I love you.
So Bobby, you can sing that to Chloe tonight.
You love me too.
Or vice versa.
Baby,
or you could even do a duet together. Anyway, very good afternoon to Julie Healy. Used to be a presenter here on Irish. In fact, she still is a presenter on Irish Radio. What am I talking about? Very good afternoon to you, Julie. Hope you're well. Greetings from the four country roads of Galway. Hope you're well, Julie. Welcome along.
Near Oran Moor in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, shoulders was a Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking,
till her father's cottage came into view. She said, "Come in, sir, and meet me, father, and play to please him." The foggy Jew, I played the blackbird, the stack of barley, Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears they welled in her eyes of blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, not at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and round her shoulders was the Galway shawl. In the morning, I hit the road for old Donegal. She said goodbye, sir. She cried and kissed me, but my heart remains with the Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all.
Mike Denver and Liam O'Connor, the Galway Shawl, playing that for Julie Healy over there in Galway.
With a ribbon on it.
Hope you're well, Julie. Bobby has got young George dancing round the room. Fair play to you, Bob.
Around her shoulders.
I hope you're teaching him the waltz, Bobby. Anyway, very good afternoon to you. Just coming up to 2.54 it is at the minute. And Ger O'Brien coming up at 3 o'clock with another 2 hours of fantastic country and Irish music. But first of all, we say hi and a very good evening once again to Paul Griffin over there in I think you're in County Antrim, Paul, is that right? Somewhere near there anyway. Hope you're well, Paul. And Seamus Moore coming up for you right now.
Attention listeners, the soundtrack to your day is right here, right now. Irish Radio.
How's she cutting there? Seamus Moore here, the JCB man, with the big bamboo. I'm sitting here in my transit van and I'm listening to John Lawler on Irish Radio. Now we're sucking diesel.
Johnny was born in a mansion down in the county of Clare. She was born by the roadside, somewhere in County Kildare. Destiny brought them together on the road near Killarglen one day.
beat a bright lacy shawl. She was singing, and she stole his young heart away. For she sang, "Need me tonight by the campfire. Come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow. Please let me whisper I will. What if the neighbors are talking? Who cares if your friends stop and stare? You'll be proud to be married to Rosie, who was reared on the roads of Kildare. Think of the parents who reared you. Think of the family name. How can you marry a gypsy? Oh, what a terrible shame. Parents and friends, stop your pleadings. Don't worry about my affair. For I've fallen in love with a gypsy who was reared on the roads of Kildare. For she sang, meet me tonight by the campfire. Come with me over the hill. Let us be married tomorrow. Please let me whisper I will.
Oh, the JCB man himself, Seamus Moore, the roads of Kildare. Well, that's just about it from me for this Sunday afternoon here on Irish Radio. Thanks indeed for all your requests and dedications. And don't forget our 3 from 1 at 2 next Sunday will be David James, as requested by James Blair. So hope you can join me then, 1 o'clock next Sunday, straight after the main man, Jerry Byrne. As the sun had gone down. Leaving you with the brilliant Lilton Fisherman. Ger O'Brien coming up at 3 o'clock. So from me, John Lawler, a very good afternoon to you. Have a great rest of Sunday. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here live, 1 o'clock next Sunday. Slán agus bonacht.